for?
Contraction, liaison, and weak form. We are going to hear three short dialogues. Listen carefully. Fill in the missing words. Each blank represents one word. Contractions like didn't, haven't, and so on count as one word.
What do you think? Is it all right?
Well, I think it should be a bit higher.
There?
No, down a bit. No, that's too much. Up a bit.
There.
Left down a bit. Just a tiny bit more. That's fine.
Will you hold it, please, while I put the nail in?
Okay, I've got it. You can let go now.
How's the job these days? Is it going okay?
Not very. In fact, I'm leaving soon. I found another job in Canada, so I won't see you again for some time.
Canada? Town's a long way away. I'd better start saving for a visit. I can't decide what to do today.
Well, let's go swimming.
Don't you think it's a bit cold for that?
Then why don't we go for a walk in the hills? It'd be very good for us, you know.
Cyclone with winds of up to 200 kilometers an hour battered coastal towns in western India late Monday, leaving an estimated 200 persons dead. Thousands of homes were destroyed and power lines were downed in Gujarat State. A search continues for hundreds of persons aboard fishing boats off the western coast of India. The Indian Navy has sent a ship to rescue 350 people aboard an oil drilling barge near Bombay. The storm apparently pushed the barge away from the coast. A 500-ton oil tanker sank in Bombay Harbor, and at least five members of its crew are still missing. Authorities in Gujarat State say the Air Force will drop food bundles over villages isolated by that storm.
Exercise 1. Summarize the news according to the cues given. News item 2.
The typhoon Beth has been downgraded to a tropical storm after cutting a path of destruction across Japan's central Honshu Island. Estimates of deaths ranged from 50 to 80. Many more persons were injured or missing. Beth, the second deadly storm to hit Japan in 10 days, smashed and flooded homes, cut power lines, washed out roads and bridges, and triggered numerous landslides. A wave of mudslides down Mount Fujiyama buried some 30 vehicles. Last week, more than 300 persons were killed in flooding and landslides sparked by heavy rains in southern Japan.
Exercise 2. Report the news to your friends with the help of the question cues provided.
Part 3.
You about a 9-year-old boy. He is a bicycle motocross racer, and his name is Andrew Sewell. He rides under number one on the track, and he lives in Lansing, Michigan. He's also number one in other ways. He weighs about 34 kilograms. The boy is a 2-time BMX, that's bicycle motocross national champion, and he is also a 2-time world champion. He is ranked number one for his age in the National Bicycle League and number one in the American Bicycle Association's Michigan 2 District. Now, he's been a bicycle motocross racer since he was 5 years old. Andrew has collected more than 125 trophies for his feats on the track. His often display of hardware has not sat around collecting dust, however. He donated many of the trophies, the hardware, to the Michigan Special Olympics. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. Special Olympics are for handicapped youngsters. He says that he saw the Special Olympics on television, and he decided that he had so many trophies that he ought to give them some. And he talked it over with his parents, and they, too, thought it was a good idea. His father, Tom Sewell, says that they were sort of running out of room in the house, And after seeing the crippled children on television, they knew that they had found a worthwhile purpose for the trophies. And Andrew's unselfish gesture has brought praise from Michigan State Representative and Speaker of the House, Bobby Krim. He wrote a letter and said, "Your mom and dad must be very proud of you, Andy. You are truly an extraordinary young man." And Andrew's parents are obviously quite proud of what their son has done, both on the track as a bicycle motocross number one winner and also by giving the trophies to handicapped participants in the Special Olympics.
Yeah, that's nice.
He knows that those trophies will bring other people great joy, too.
Exercise 1. Complete the resume with the information you get from the tape. Exercise 2. List all the number ones associated with Andrew Sue.